Hi, you're listening to Season 1, Episode 2 of Digital Citizenship 101 with Alexis Winkleman on the fly. Learning and educating in the age of COVID-19, an episode of reflection. Hello, hello, hello! I'm back! It's so good to be with you after 2 years away from this podcast. But I decided to come back and grace it with my voice at least a couple more times because I have some very important facts and opinions to share on the topic of the digital realm. So I know this podcast was originally supposed to be about how to be a good digital citizen and what that means and what that looks like and how you can be sure that you leave behind a positive digital footprint. And so if you want to learn more about that, I would highly encourage you to please go and check out the episode entitled The Top 9 Ways to Be a Good Digital Citizen. And so with that out of the way, let's discuss the subject matter of this episode. Tonight I will be talking about public policy when it comes to education, during this pandemic that we are all living through right now. I know that a lot of kids and parents and teachers were very much thrust into this lifestyle of e-learning, and managing e-learning, and putting together the lessons for e-learning, and actually doing the dirty work of e-learning. Shout out to all my student friends out there that are working hard. But I know that a lot of us, hence the name, on the fly, learning and educating in the age of COVID-19. And so in this episode, you'll hear my thoughts and my feelings on this educational policy and what its effect on the future might be. And if there is to be a second wave in the fall of this virus, as put forward by Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, what I would like to see more of that is not as present right now, since we're just figuring this out. And so, yeah, you'll get to hear all that fun stuff. You can follow me on social media at AlexisW329 on Twitter. Newsflash, I got a Twitter in the last 2 years. You can also follow me on Instagram at Alexis Winkleman 9628. Again, that is at Alexis Winkleman 9628 on Instagram. And you can find me on House Party at A Winkleman 329. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and I will see you guys when I see you. So for this first question in this set of three, it pertains to the grading policies and how they've changed over time. The grading policies have changed from March 17th, which was the beginning of the stay-at-home order, to the end of spring break, in that in the beginning we were just provided with enrichment-based work, and then at the end of spring break, we were moved over to a new grading policy, which I will talk about in just a moment. But in terms who I think played a role in implementing and establishing these new grading policies, I think, is being the Illinois State Board of Education, and CPS had a lot to do with it. Now for number two, these are just my general opinions on the matter. And so, first off, I don't like that you can just pass or fail or get an pass or get an incomplete and not get a letter grade depending on how much work you turn in. I really don't think that's fair because this is uncharted territory for all of us. Parents, teachers, and students alike. So, and one thing that I wish there were more of, is that I wish there were more live classes. I have live classes, for, I think, two of my classes, and then one extracurricular club. And so I wish all teachers did live classes because I learn best that way. And as opposed to webinars and video lessons, I think they're helpful, but I would just like someone... I just prefer someone there walking me through the material in real time. So, and then, for the, third one, pertains to the long-term impacts of e-learning. So, one way, that these grading policies might set students back in the future is that by potentially not turning enough work in, they won't have enough baseline material for the upcoming academic year. And in the future, I think e-learning will change the way that IEPs are written and carried out in terms of accommodations. You've been listening to Season 1, Episode 2 of Digital Citizenship 101 with Alexis Winkleman. On the fly, learning and educating in the age of COVID-19. I thank you for listening, and as always, you can follow me on social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Houseparty at AlexisWinkleman9628, at AlexisW329, and at AWinkleman329 as well. I am your host, Alexis Winkleman, and I will be back soon with a brand new episode of Digital Citizenship 101.